This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia claimed on Tuesday to have captured a village just north of Bakhmut, a city it's still trying to surround in a major push for what would be its biggest battlefield prize in Ukraine since last summer. A Belarusian volunteer fighting for Ukraine told Reuters from inside Bakhmut that Russia was shelling the city constantly and its troops were trying to encircle it. Fighting was underway building by building, the volunteer said. There was no immediate claim of responsibility from, or no immediate response from Kyiv to Moscow's claim about the village. The death toll from a suicide bombing in northwestern Pakistan has risen to 88, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The attack on a Sunni mosque inside a major police facility is one of the deadliest targeting Pakistani security forces in recent years. More bodies have been retrieved overnight and early Tuesday, according to Mohammed Asim, a government hospital spokesman in Peshawar, and several of those critically injured have died. Asim said of the victims, most of them were policemen. The bombing also wounded more than 150 people. Meanwhile, mourners were burying the victims at different graveyards in the city and elsewhere. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken shuttled from Israel to the occupied West Bank on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken continued his Mideast tour on Tuesday in the West Bank, meeting with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, affirming Washington's support for a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
What we're seeing now for Palestinians is a shrinking horizon of hope, not an expanding one. And that, too, we believe, needs to change.
Blinken crossed into the West Bank after meeting with Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant.